I think it's important that we gather here today in a special place that Abraham Lincoln once debated Stephen Douglas. Knox County in Galesburg is legendary, especially now as we celebrate the anniversary, the 150th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln signing the bill that created the Transcontinental Railroad. He did also a bill that established our University of Illinois and land-grant universities all across our land. Way back 150 years ago, Abraham Lincoln had vision, and he understood that where there is no vision, the people perish. That's what it says in Scripture. And we in Illinois, we have vision. We understand how important it is to have everybody in and nobody left out. We understand how important it is to have good jobs, jobs you can support a family on. We all understand how important transportation is to those jobs, especially in this community, a railroad community for decades and decades. We celebrate the fact that the Burlington Northern Santa Fe is a fixture in this community and in this part of our state, and we want to make sure it grows. And one of the ways to make it grow is to work on these railroad overpasses. We believe in railroads, but we also want to do something where our highways don't always intersect with the railroad. So several years ago, right after I became governor, someone I have known for a very long time, Representative Don Moffitt, I met him when he was the mayor of Oneida, way back when, in 1972. But Don came to me and he told me that there was a real need here in Galesburg and Knox County in western Illinois to deal with these grade separations that literally many, many trains every day come through here and thousands of vehicles. I think there's 9,000 vehicles just on this particular highway, Main Street, every day. And people are held up sometimes for large amounts of time, and even emergency vehicles can be held up. And so we had to do something about it. So I worked with Don and many other members of the General Assembly gathered here today to do something about it. We passed a law. We had to get the funding for that law. That's not easy. Sometimes people want to come to all these gatherings, but in order to pay for this particular bridge and overpass, you do have to raise the funds. And so it does take some fortitude, certainly, to get it done. And we got it done. I was in office for 10 weeks. We had been waiting 10 years to get the projects going, but we finally got it moving. We got the bill passed. I signed it into law, and we've been building ever since. And we want to honor all the men and women in the construction trades that worked on this project and are working on projects all across Illinois. We've done over 1,000 bridges in Illinois, over 1,000 bridges since I've been governor, more than 7,000 miles of road repair and road construction, road expansion. We have more to do. We have a lot more to do. And the people of Galesburg, the people of Knox County, you know full well how important this is. Transportation is the heart and soul of our economy. Illinois is the heart of the heartland. We're right in the middle of the country. And if we invest in our railroads, if we invest in our highways and bridges and roads, if we invest in our airports and our ports, we can have a stronger economy. That's what we believe in, using our public works to strengthen the economy and make things better. And it's particularly important right here in Galesburg, because I have been here both as lieutenant governor and governor on very sad occasions where we buried our heroes, all-American heroes who gave their lives for us in Afghanistan, in Iraq. In one church alone, I think we've had 6 funerals. And I know firsthand how patriotic the people of western Illinois are. They understand that in our democracy, there's no such thing as Republican roads or Democratic roads. They're American roads. And we understand how important it is to have jobs. They're not Democratic jobs or Republican jobs. They're Illinois jobs. And that's what we have to work together on, so these boys and girls, as they grow up and go into high school and graduate from high school and go to community college, a great community college right here, Carl Sandburg, who once said, that he was a poet who came from here, the birth of a baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. That's what Carl Sandburg said. And I think it's very important for our children here that we understand that what we're doing today, sometimes when we make sacrifices today and we have to pay for things, But those things make a difference for our children tomorrow. And the great thing about America is that we, as adults, sacrifice some of our present to help our kids' future. And so today, in dedicating this very important bridge, this overpass, it's something that these children will use far longer than we will. But I think it is important that they were here today and understand how important it is for us to band together as Americans to do important things that are good for the common good, for the public interest. That's what I believe in, and I know everybody here does too. And I want to thank everyone who's been involved in this great effort of building a bridge. And we got to keep on building bridges to each other and to places we have to go for our emergency vehicles, for everything that we have in life. So I want to bring forward now someone who's overseen this project, who comes from Western Illinois, a great part of America, who understands that connecting Western Illinois to where we have to go, whether it's ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach, or whether it's the city of Chicago or anywhere else in America, we've got to understand that transportation is the heart and soul of a stronger economy. So I'm going to bring forward our Secretary of Transportation, the very first woman to ever head this important agency in the state of Illinois. I appointed her, and I believe in her. Ann Schneider, our Secretary of Transportation. Come on forward.
Thank you all very much. And I am extremely proud to be here in Galesburg today. As a Western Illinois native, I know the importance of infrastructure and what it means in terms of economic opportunity. I want to go back in time just a little bit. I want to go back to 2009. This state, this nation was getting into the Great Recession that we've all experienced. In a lot of places, people were stepping back. Governors in other states were stepping back. They were turning back money to the federal government. They were saying, no, not here. We don't want to make these investments. But fortunately, and I am very proud to say that I work for a governor that had a vision, he saw to the future, and it was his leadership in working with the General Assembly, many of the members that are here today with us, Representative Moffitt especially, and it was that leadership that helped to get this Illinois Jobs Now Capital Bill passed, which was the funding mechanism that's paying for a great deal of this project and the two remaining overpasses that are yet to be built here in Galesburg. So because of that program, we have been able to improve almost 7,000 miles of roads, build over 1,000 bridges, and create or retain 140,000 good-paying construction or construction-related jobs. And as the governor mentioned, this overpass is also extremely important to the safety of this community. Anytime we can separate a grade from the railroad, we're making a community safer. In the last 2 weeks, we've done three different grade separation announcements here in Illinois, and I'm proud that this one here in Galesburg is on that list. This is a great day for Galesburg. I salute our partners in helping us to accomplish this project, the federal government, saluting the city of Galesburg, and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. Thank you all very much for your assistance in helping to get this done. And thank you, Galesburg. And I'm hoping and I'm looking forward to actually breaking ground on the next grade separation here in Galesburg of the final two that we have to go. So thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. Let me do that.
Okay.
All right. I've known Don Moffitt for 40 years, and the first 40 are the toughest. And I tell you, he's a smart guy. He's a loyal man. He's a man who really cares about everyday people. And that's why we're here today, because we all band together and work together for important things for our children and for all of us. So I wanted to come here today for Don and for the people of Galesburg and the people of Knox County and the people of Western Illinois. Let's give it up for our great representative, Don Moffitt.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you all. Thank you very much, and what an honor to have you here today. Lots of people have been thanked, and I know when you start down a list like that, we'll omit someone, and that we regret that, but every person here is so important. We appreciate every one of you. Thank you, Mayor Garza, for everything you've done. And I want to welcome everyone to this ceremony that's where we open the first of our three grade separations that lead to a better future. And Governor Quinn, we certainly extend to you a very warm welcome and thank you for your support. It's been mentioned, it's because of your leadership that we have a capital bill. And you jumped right in and made it happen, and we needed one for a decade. So for that, we thank you. It was an important component. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the capital bill that you led the charge on. It's that simple. You came here Friday, September 17th, 2010, and I'm sure you remember it, and you're one of the important events in your career, and announced that project, and we appreciate it. It's just down here. And with you was Gary Hanney, your then Secretary of Transportation, who continues to be tremendous help. Then we had groundbreaking in 2011, and Secretary Snyder came for that groundbreaking, and it has one of those shovels that was made here in Galesburg. And I've heard from, Paul Nowicki was one of them, that Galesburg's probably the only city in the nation that when one of their trains comes through, there's cheering. So we don't mind being interrupted by the railroad. We call that jobs, we call it commerce, and we're glad they're here, aren't we? That's the sound of jobs and money and opportunity, so we're glad they're here. I appreciate the fact that my family can also be here. All of you are proud of your family. I have a lot of family here. You've met me. You met my mother. And we have our grown children, our grandchildren, and our youngest grandchild is not quite a year old. Now, I'm not going to give away my mother's exact age. The grandson will be a year next month, and there's more than 90 years between their ages. So I don't want to give any more details, but I appreciate all my family be here with our three kids, our oldest daughter, Londa, and Mariello and her husband, Michael, our son, Justin, and his wife, Jen, and Lance and Amanda Sutterdahl, and grandchildren, Lillian, Grace, Kaylin, and John. Would you all stand up? My mom, I've got cousins here, I've got uncles, aunts, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, thank you. Thank you for being here. Good to be joined by my colleagues in the legislature. I also thank my staff. Lester Davis is here, of my legislative staff. Former legislative assistant is here. Appreciate Kathy Hyman being here, who was my longtime legislative assistant. Thank you for being here. And so it is a very special day. The band, I don't know if they're going to play another number, but it's sure good to have the band here. As we look and reflect on what we're doing here, our native son and world-famous author Carl Sandburg described our situation that we're in. He said, "Nothing happens unless first a dream. Today is the day when a dream of many decades becomes a reality." This was truly a project that happened because we worked together. Henry Ford said, "Coming together is a beginning, staying together is progress, and working together is success." And Mayor, our state officials, our federal officials, governor, everyone, that's what happened. We worked together. Bridges allow people and places and things to come together to connect. This is a bridge connecting us to the future. To do this, we put aside all partisanship, all turf battles for the common good. We need to stop and reflect and remember and recognize what these three grade separations and the yard improvements actually do. The grade separations provide at least 6 years of private sector construction jobs, the two that we've just finished. Faster emergency response, as has already been mentioned. No vehicle idling, better environment, a quieter city. And then positioning this rail yard that would be better positioned for expansion. That's already been mentioned, it's the second largest rail yard in Burlington Northern Santa Fe system. And John, we are ready to be the largest. We're ready, okay? Let's make it happen. We want that to happen. Those are good paying jobs and the kind of jobs you can raise a family on. So we please continue to take that message back that we in Galesburg, Knox County, and the state of Illinois value and appreciate the presence, the jobs, and economic impact of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. As we work to improve the quality of life in our community and to increase and expand railroad opportunities, we're really helping two major industries in Illinois, where the number one industry is agriculture, and we're a leader in railroading, and those two complement each other. When agriculture produces products that oftentimes ship on unit trains or get supplies on trains. They complement each other, help each other. The railroads allow producers to have access to some value added. So it's very important that we continue this. As the mayor and I certainly have worked together, and I told the mayor, you know, one of my favorite books from childhood, and probably one of your favorite books, if you're honest, was a book called The Little Engine That Could. Yeah, that's my copy here. I'll share it with the grandchildren someday. And I'll bet you remember the line, the train was pulling a load of toys and food to children up over the mountain, and the train broke down on the way up. And they looked for other engines to come help, and several engines refused to help. Finally, the little engine came along and offered to help, that it helped get the train over the mountain and get those toys and the food and the supplies to the children on the other side. Looked like a difficult task, an impossible task. That little engine kept saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And then as it got over the top and started down, it said, I thought I could, I thought I could. Well, Mayor, that was kind of our feelings as we worked on this. And everyone, right? We've got one more line to add to our story here in Galesburg about building these grade separations and in improving the opportunities for the railroad to expand. We've got one more line to add. And it's, we did it. We did it. Okay, we did it. It's here. Now, perhaps after getting to this point, we should take the rest of the day off. Or at least till noon. But as I've said on every other occasion, Mayor, okay, what's the next big thing we're going to do? And we start in on it. And it's build some more grade separations is what's on the horizon. So that's our next big thing. I'll close with a quote. Again, just thank you for being here. I am so honored that the mayor, it was just soon to be a year ago that the community Thanksgiving luncheon, that he totally caught me off guard, said he was going to have the council, recommend to the council that they name this bridge in my honor. I was really taken back. Generally, a politician's not at a loss for words, but I was at a loss for words. I cannot tell you how honored and how humbled I am that the city council named this bridge, wanted this bridge named after me, and Representative Hammond has introduced a resolution with the state to do it too. Just beyond words to express my appreciation for what you've done. It is such an honor and a privilege to serve. Thank you for the turnout. I know we've failed to thank some people, so please, we appreciate anyone who had any part in this. I thank this community for your support. I tell you, to this community, this county, I owe everything. I went to Galesburg to schools first through eight, and then Knoxville, and this is, you know, this is my home, and this is what I truly owe everything to. And so I appreciate it and thank you for that. I do want to just again thank you all for being here. Close with kind of summing up my thoughts. It's on a bronze plaque over here on the north side of the bridge, down there where the flowers are. I guess my kids provided the flowers up here, I think, and Pam Weber with my office provided the flowers down there. But the quote down there that I leave you, and that's one that's embedded in the side of the bridge. We work together as local, state, and federal officials to build a bridge to a better future that provides for a safer community and greater economic opportunities. We built this for you, speaking to future generations too. And now, may those who follow also work together to continue to build for future generations. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. It has been an honor and a privilege. Thank you for this naming. And you know, I'll have to tell you, this is named in honor. I especially appreciate it that it's not in memory of. I'm glad I could join you today, that it was not a memorial name. Thank you. God bless this community. I love you. Thank you, Dad.